Hey guys, and a warm welcome to the Scandi Cool Bistro with your host Camilla Christiansen. This episode is sponsored by my mentor Katrina Root's new program, Rich Chick Coaching Certification. The Rich Chick Coaching Certification program is the premier coaching program for coaches, entrepreneurs, leaders who believe that a successful business and life begins with a belief that anything is possible and desire to live a life most don't dare to dream about. I highly recommend Katrina. Links to this program will be in show notes. So welcome back to a new episode. Today I want to talk to you about coaching. If you want to become a coach, then this is the episode for you. Because I have been an online coach for over 5 years, actually. I wrote a blog post this morning about how I got my first coaching client. And it was actually pretty easy because I decided that I wanted to build a coaching business, that I wanted to be successful. I believe that I can do this by sharing my message daily. I was showing up, I was blogging, and I was blogging every single day, 5 times a week, and sharing my message and told people how I could help them. And I was started to write books, and people found me through my books, and they found me through my online programs, and they found me through networking groups. I was all over the place. But I didn't have to be all over the place, because if you have been thinking about starting your coaching business online, it's more than possible. And the way to do it now these days, it's actually online, because face-to-face it's dangerous to meet with people face-to-face. We think it's dangerous if it's or not. That's not up to me to decide. But the world has decided that it's dangerous to meet people. So if you want to build a coaching business, now is the perfect time to do it. And it has never been easier. All you need is a computer. All you need is something to sell. All you need is a message. And all you need is to believe and have faith in yourself that this is going to happen. And it will happen if you trust and if you believe and if you are giving of yourself and sharing great value. But it comes down to this. If you are sharing value like I am doing, I share so much free value for you guys in my blog post, in my podcast, in my magazine, in my free gifts. You can sign up to get the Mega Success Bundle. So much free content. And you can take that free content and you can start a business today. Because I started my Norwegian online business, a fashion blog, without taking any online courses. I was just looking how did the others do it. And then I found my way and I just did it. I launched my website. I started to blog. And then when I understood that I had to have something to sell or else it was not a business, I started to create styling, packaging, personal shopping. I wrote for magazine, I styled for music videos, and I did makeover days. Then I could build something up, a local business. But when I wanted to coach people, because I'm naturally very good at giving people advice, people come to me and they trust in me and they open up. So if you feel that you have something to say, if you feel that people are listening to you and people want to listen to you, then you should be a coach. And many, many, many people are actually coaches without thinking about it, especially taxi drivers late in the evening, and also hairdressers and makeup artists, nail artists, yeah. Many, many, many different groups could actually just flip over and start a coaching business. Because if you are an open person, if you like to connect with people, if you like to communicate with people, coaching would be so easy for you. And maybe you are born to be a coach. Maybe you are born to do this instead of being a hairdresser. Who knows? So if you are doing some kind of service-based business, I would recommend that you take that business online and that you do something about that message you have. So you can have 2 businesses, 3 businesses, whatever it is. But if you want to become a coach, it's more than possible, and it's so easy. And I would, I am so surprised by people telling that it's hard, it can't be done, because that's bullshit excuses, bullshit beliefs. We are talking about you wanting to make an impact in this world. You have a message, you have something to share, and you really want to do this. Why can't you be the next online coach out there? Of course you can. No one is you. That is your advantage. And you have to be, like I spoke about in last episode, the lighthouse. People will be drawn to you. They will be drawn to your message. You don't have to look for them. All you need to do is shine the light by sharing your message, by showing up, telling people how they can work with you, telling people have also every single thing you do have a call to action. Where could they sign up for your free gifts? Where can they sign up to work with you? Where can they buy your latest thing? People have to understand where they can follow you, where they can find you, where they can buy from you. Get them. It's easy. It's super easy, but maybe you're complicating it. When you are starting your coaching business, all you need is a website, and then you start communicating with people. Actually, you don't need a website, but I highly recommend that you have a website, because that is the only thing that you own. You don't own Facebook or Instagram, your Instagram account, and your LinkedIn, your Pinterest, Twitter, Snapchat. It's not your business. Your website is your business. So understand this. I highly recommend. But you don't have to. It's up to you. But if Facebook blocks you, that can happen. Then it goes away. So build a communication with people that your website will be a cash machine. People find you on the website. They can look at you. They can look at your about page. They can see what you have been up to, your testimonials, what you have to sell, your blog posts, your free gifts. You get the drill. It's super, super easy. So what I did in the beginning was to draw clients to me through my blogging. And then I share that blog post all over the place. And people, to this day on, people find me and my website. They find my blog post and they get connected with me because of the energy I put into that blog post. And it doesn't take a long time for people to see if you are for them or not for them. And that's good. It's a good thing that people are actually just leaving your website, because you are after those soulmate clients that you want to work with, that can pay you what you are worthy, that loves you, that likes to pay you, that wants to be around your energy, that is easy, friendly, those people that you really want to help so they can get amazing results. So be clear in your message, and then you will call in the right people. And I highly recommend too, if you are starting a coaching business in these days, that you have a podcast, because it's so easy to connect via a podcast, and people are more listening. They are not watching so much, and maybe they are not reading so much, but still do whatever you feel called to do. I like to write. As you might know, I have written 42 books, and all of those books are now been read into audiobooks. It has taken a tons of time for me to do this. I did tons of books when this whole corona situation started out, but it is hard to do the audio reading of the books when your whole family are at home. So yeah, it was difficult. So that was difficult for me, but I did it anyway. I found time to do it, and now I will read the left of the book. But to be honest with you, I procrastinate over it because my gift is to I love blogging, sharing and writing books. But to share my message is important for me. And I know that I can reach so much more people with my audiobooks. And audio is the future. So that's why I want you to think about how you want to start your coaching business. But don't complicate it. Make it easy so people can follow you and buy from you, so you can build a successful coaching business online, because the online space is not crowded. There are 7 billion people on this planet. So don't come and tell me that there is not enough clients for you. It's enough clients for me. It's enough clients clients for you. It's for you to think about what you want to see happening. And then you don't go and look for evidence outside yourself. No one is signing up. No one is following you. That's bullshit. They will follow you. When you are strong in your message and you feel that you have a successful coaching business, then it will be so. Because the power of the mind is the strongest asset you have. Daily, guide your mind, guard your mind, and guide yourself into becoming the person you want to be. If you want to become a successful coach, it will happen for you. I promise you. And if you need more help to become this super successful rich chick coach, then this episode is sponsored by my mentor, Katrina Root's program, Rich Chick Coaching Certification. The Rich Chick Coaching Certification Program is the premier coaching program for coaches, entrepreneurs, leaders who believe that a successful business and life begins with a belief that anything is possible and desire to live a life most don't dare to dream about. I highly recommend Katrina, and links to this program will be in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening in, and I will be back next week. Talk to you soon. Bye. We'll be right back.